B-Pod Studios.
From the Plato's Closet Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS. WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us.
From Beasley Media Group Station. Home of the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
I love War of the Roses. Like, I live for it. I make sure I'm ready before 7:50 to hear it.
What's going on, guys? I listen to you all the time.
I love you guys, by the way. I listen every morning.
Thank you, Brianna. We love you. And we listen, too. There's a microphone in the car.
I'm kidding.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Mani, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Morning.
Hello, everybody.
It is July 13th, 2020. Vacation month is here for a lot of people.
It is. If you are brave enough to travel and miss the just crippling pandemic of coronavirus.
What's that now?
The crippling pandemic.
Oh, man. Yeah. My wife and I went down to Hilton Head in early June, and I just told her yesterday, I go, can you imagine? Like, if our trip was planned for July instead of June, we probably wouldn't have went.
Probably, yeah.
You know?
Got worse in time.
Yeah.
And people were hoping it got better.
We got a lot to do this morning, but I thought, Roy, we would throw it back like we normally do. But instead of going back to, like, the mid or early 2000s, I want to take you in my car and drive you back to the year 1996. Why? Because Sirius had a 90s on 9 channel, or they have a 90s on 9 channel.
Yeah.
And the countdown was from 1996.
Okay.
And it was when I first started as an intern in radio, and there was great songs like this one. It's called Children by Robert Miles. No words, just music.
Really? No words?
No words, unless you want to sing over it.
Okay, well, you want to create our own lyrics?
But it was like number 13 on the countdown. And I was like, that's amazing.
I think that's a great singer. He's able to not sing and still make a lot of money.
Robert Miles featuring Roy Brown is Children to get us going.
I say, what's the walk-up intro on this?
Look at Brad, 30 already. Also known as the music that plays in Loren's car.
Right, it's rave music.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. All right, good morning, everybody. It's a Monday. Let's go. Let's do the week.
Fixing your psoriasis. Keep holding. Itch relief is on the way.
There was a company that had really good on hold music, and I wanted them to be back on hold. Not bad, right?
Yeah, I like it.
1996, man. That was also the same year that we had Everything But the Girl, Miss You. And I miss you.
I don't know that
like
one.
The deserts miss
I'm not
the
good with
rain.
The 90s. I was an itty bitty boy in the 90s.
It was. What were you, two?
That's in 96. I was 4. So I don't know what the hell was going on.
Good. I can teach you a little bit.
Yeah.
About the 90s. Anyway, good morning. Hopefully that stretched you out a little bit. We got a ton to do today. Someone on the show went for their second COVID-19 test.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get details on that.
I had a very embarrassing experience, too, I want to talk about on the show.
Good.
Like, to the point that it involves a snake, it involves danger, it involves grossness, a lot of elements to the story.
All on your COVID-19 test?
No, this is something different.
Oh.
There's two different stories
I need to put you down on two stories.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll get that. We'll get your weekend in 30 seconds. I'll go first. I'll tell you that I tried to do what a lot of people do, like a small project, and it just turns out to be something bigger than you ever imagined, and you're like, why did I even get involved in this?
Okay.
On Saturday, I put in easily, no problems, safety locks on cabinets and drawers because Ruby's busy going in for that. Well, I kept my streak of getting things done alive, and on Sunday I woke up and told Amanda while Ruby naps and Dean's playing on the PlayStation, I'm going to clean out the garage. The one side of the garage, everything's got spider webs. It's a mess. And so I went over, started cleaning out the garage, and I was like, I'm going to throw all this stuff away. Dude, I pushed everything back after being in there for 2.5 hours and realized I hadn't thrown anything away. I'm like, I didn't even clean the garage. I moved stuff and then moved it back. I just swept and moved it back.
Is there anything you became aware of what's there?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we have an old bed frame that Amanda wants to keep for Ruby, and and everything is a spider web catcher, you know?
Yeah.
So I swept my butt off in the garage. It was awful, Roy. I was like, why did I even get involved in this? What about you?
So I'll go ahead and tell you my snake story now.
Good.
So that we can, you know. And if we want to talk about it later, we can.
Okay.
So I've been going on walks, and I was walking around the neighborhood. And as I was kind of coming around the corner, there was another girl on the other side, and she started freaking out. And she goes, he's coming, he's coming. And I'm like, oh, God, she's on the phone with someone.
Yeah, another fan of the show. Yeah. He's coming, he's coming. How you doing, Roy Brown? Thanks for listening.
No, if anything, I thought she's about to call the cops on me. Like, here comes this dude. You know, he's following me. I was like, oh, here we go.
Karen.
And I'm like, okay, well, let me just ignore it and just kind of keep walking straight. So I start powering through. And then as I keep getting closer and closer, she starts panicking even more. Like, oh, like trying to wave at me. And I'm like, what is she? And then finally I look down because I don't look at my feet. And I see what appears to be what I thought is the thinnest, longest snake I've ever seen. Black snake.
Mm-hmm.
But it's super thin. Like, honestly, I was going to miss them.
Yeah.
And so I took photos, and she's freaking out, and I don't, you know, I'm like, well, just don't be near him. He's not going to chase you, which is sure, like, as soon as I tell her, oh, he doesn't move fast. He's just a snake. Darts through the yard.
The snake did?
Just like, ran as fast as he could. And so she's freaking out. So then I keep walking. She goes the other way, and I think it's the end of that. Well, I'm listening to my headphones. I'm having a good old time. I'm doing several laps in the neighborhood. And when I'm walking, things are moving around. You know, things are in motion in my body.
On your body, uh-huh.
And so I have to fart.
Oh.
And so I'm looking around as I'm walking, jamming to music. Mm-hmm. I don't see anyone on the porch. I start letting them rip as I go. Just as I go. And so finally, I'm ending the walk, and I take my headphones off, and I hear that girl talking. She's right behind me. And the only thing I keep thinking of is how long has she been there? Because for a good portion of this walk, I just did not care about what I was doing.
Yeah, but you know what? Lucky for her, she was wearing her mask, and all was well at the end. She couldn't smell anything, Roy.
She wasn't wearing a mask.
No?
I was really embarrassed, like, all morning long.
Terrible.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
This is a funny story we found on Yahoo. A woman is considering dumping her boyfriend because of his harebrained business idea. But the idea, Roy, when I tell you, as crazy as it sounds, isn't terrible, and it's definitely out of the box. Listen to this.
Okay.
She says that the 25-year-old continues to ask for her support, and she yells at him because he's spending so much time on this idea. The 25-year-old said that her boyfriend has been so obsessed with the idea of soup tubes. It doesn't say what city she's in, but what he wants to do is build a series of tubes throughout the city that will lead to centralized soup kitchens, and people would pay a monthly subscription fee to have a tube extension built into their home so they could get soup anytime, anywhere they want.
What? So it's like the bake tower tube, you know, when you shove that thing in, it sucks up? He wants to deliver soup to people that way?
But let's put it like, you know how you get water?
Uh-huh.
But what if you turn on the faucet and soup comes out?
Oh, is that what he's saying?
That's what he's saying.
Oh, okay. I'm dumb. I was thinking of something else.
No, but I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
He presented it to her in full PowerPoint, and then he asked her how much she wants to invest. She told him nothing, and he looked heartbroken. After explaining to him all the different reasons the idea wouldn't work, He dismissed her and said his tube-based soup delivery is the wave of the future. She says he's always seemed intelligent before, but now she's concerned for him because he's so invested in this idea.
Now, when I think of soup kitchen, and they're up in New York, so maybe it's different up there. Are they referring to an actual soup restaurant? Because I think of soup kitchen like the people that help the homeless.
Sure. Yeah, I guess that's what you mean. But there's probably an actual
soup industry there.
Right. Like the soup Nazi because from Seinfeld.
Yeah. Right. Because I was about to say, how in the world are they going to get soup delivered to all the homeless people in tubes? That's just how.
Right.
You know, like how's
when you heard soup kitchen. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, I just thought it was funny. This guy's got this idea. I remember when I was a kid, I took this when I was in probably the sixth grade. There was an extracurricular class, and it was inventions.
Mm-hmm.
And my invention, I was so woke in the 80s, I wanted to save water.
Mm-hmm.
So my whole thing was that I wanted to put a damper over the drain in your shower or your tub and then create a pipe that would recycle the clean and recycle the shower water.
Oh, okay. I think that does exist.
Well, mind you, I'm like 9 years old.
Yeah.
And, of course, I'm delivering my idea to the science teacher, the chemistry teacher, the teacher of all the smart kids that I never got to see.
Sure. The generation that didn't care about recycling water.
And all they did was crush my dreams. They're like, this isn't going to work. I don't understand it. How would you get the water recycled? Ew, I don't want water from that's been on the floor in my shower, in my tub to hit me again.
Filter it, you idiot.
I said, oh, I hate this class.
How about this move? When you come up with an idea, and it actually was a really good idea that gets invented, and you just try to swear up and down that you were the first. Like, I swear I created the idea for Yeti. Because I can't remember where I was. It was 2010, and I was with my buddy Randy, and we were in some meeting, and I poured from an insulated pitcher some water, and it was room temperature. I was like, there's got to be something that keeps water cold for, like, at least 12 hours. And then they made Yeti.
Someone heard you.
So, well, yeah.
Like Insta.
Right.
Always listening, Roy.
I know.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Maney, Roy, and Loren at Kiss 95.1.
Val, welcome to the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Hi, good morning.
So, Val, you sent us a DM, and we always love responding to people who DM us. What's going on? You think you might be talking to a guy who's married?
Yeah. So we met online on through the chat of like a video game. Mm-hmm. Back at the beginning of May, and he refuses. I guess that's the right word. He refuses to meet me in person.
Okay.
There is a pandemic.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I get it. A lot of people are kind of worried to go out right now. And we talk a lot, I mean, like almost every day. And we have some pretty adult conversations.
Okay.
And we have both, you know, we've both kind of admitted that we have feelings for each other. We're kind of, you know, there's something there.
Okay.
And he keeps saying, and he does say that he's kind of worried to leave his house due to, you know, the coronavirus and everything. And, but I follow him on Instagram, and over the weekend, he posted a selfie out on a boat, like for July 4th. He was out on a boat.
Okay.
So I know is he really afraid, or I don't know.
It's a little weird for him to be not wanting to talk to you and hang out with you, yet he's going out and doing other things.
Well, I'll be honest. I posted a picture because I didn't do squat this year for 4th of July. So the 4th of July picture I posted on Insta was me at the beach from last year.
Oh, so you're thinking maybe it's an old photo.
Yeah, it could be, Roy. I mean, maybe he was like, just happy 4th of July. Did he say, like, was he specific? Like, we can go back and look at the time and the temperature. You know, like, hey, it's a beautiful 87 degrees right now on Lake Norman.
No, there wasn't really there wasn't much to the description. So it could be that, but I don't know. There's just...
Okay, a couple things. One, like, have you guys FaceTimed together, or is it always just phone call and digital chat?
No, we changed friends.
Okay, so you know what he looks like.
Yeah.
Okay, because I was going to say, Roy, maybe the dude on his Insta isn't the real dude. Like, maybe she's being catfished is what I was thinking also.
Right.
Okay.
No, I have seen him.
So that's a no. Okay. So is he really afraid to go out because of the coronavirus is what Val wants to know, or is he married? What else? What other reasons would make you think that he's married? Does he ever talk to a girl in the background and go, hold on 1 second. What, honey?
Does he have kids?
No, I mean, he has, like, I've noticed that there are times where he'll be a little more quiet during the conversation, or he has told me to, like, hold on, and it's just, like, the line has gone kind of completely silent, almost like he has muted me.
That's weird.
But, like, on his Instagram, there's no photos of anybody else, but it's just weird because it's kind of like, hey, maybe even if you want to go, like, I'll even go on his turf. Like, hey, I'll come to you and,
right,
somewhere that you feel a little more safe. But he has almost started to avoid even when I'm like, hey, how about, going for a cup of coffee? Or he's even, like, just kind of changed the subject.
Yeah, it's like you're home and you're catching feels for him and you know what he looks like. He knows what you look like. I got to be honest, Roy. I don't think he's married. I really? Yeah, I don't. Not from what she's telling us. I think that maybe he really is just nervous. Maybe he has a compromised immune system like our Roy does.
Yeah, but I tell everyone that.
But you're on the radio.
Well, I know, but also paid to me out of everything. I'm like, I can't. Immune systems.
Yeah, and I'm worried to flat out ask him because I think a bigger part of me is worried to mess anything up if he's not. Like, I don't want him to get mad at me. And then there's that part of me where if he is honest and he is married and flat out tells me yes, then I think I'm gonna feel a little stupid that I let it.
Yeah, and you're gonna lose a good Call of Duty partner.
Well, but let's be clear here. It's not good that you're already starting off not even in a relationship and you don't trust this guy. Regardless of how this turns out, the way you feel and the way he's making you feel is not good.
Flat out ask him, hey, are you married? Like, I think, be honest with him, just straight up. These are some text messages that are coming in as we're speaking to you. Like, tell her just to be straight up, ask him. Say, listen, draw a line in the sand. You know, we've been doing this for too long. I really would like to see you, or let's just continue being friends. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to stop catching feels for you type thing. Another person, 704, says, I had the same exact thing happen to me. I thought for sure he was married. Turns out that he wasn't. He does have a compromised immune system and legit is not going anywhere. So, you all right? Well, let us know how it goes. But let us know. Let us know how it goes only if he's married, right, Roy? We only want the drama. Like, if things work out, great for you, huh? If he's married, get back to us.
Okay, I will definitely do that.
All right, thanks, Val.
Oh, I love you guys. I hear you every morning. You guys make my day. Oh, my God.
I'm a huge fan of y'all's show. I've been listening to it for a long time.
Say I love you guys in Spanish for us.
Lo quiero mucho, muchachos.
Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
So, I got the COVID test, and I went in Friday because we had a bit of a scare. Someone in our building tested for it, and so,
and tested positive.
Tested positive for it, and so I took some time off, and then I went to go get tested, and I was like 99% sure that I didn't have it, but we had Dr. Z on with Better Med Care, and he's like, well, since you guys had an exposure, come on in, we'll get you tested.
You had no symptoms or anything?
I had no symptoms. Yeah. I was fine. And so I went in, and they now have these 15-minute result tests for COVID-19. It was always like 15 minutes for the antibodies, but now they get the quick test results back on the COVID test.
Because we all took tests a month ago at Better Med, and we had to wait 3 to 5 days. So now you're telling us that has changed.
Now, listen, I'm probably butchering this. So doctors don't.
Don't hold Roy's feet to the fire.
Don't come at me. But the way it was explained, the way it was dumbed down to me, is the same kind of way they get like the strep test and the flu test quickly. That same thing can now get you your COVID test quickly.
Okay.
That's how it's kind of dumbed down to me. I'm sure it's more different. But I went in, and it was me and Sterling, my fiance. We went in for it together because he's never had one. At least I had one. And by the way, the whole way I was doing the hall, I was like, oh, don't worry. This is the way it goes. I've had this before. It's like I was the pro, COVID-19 test.
Yeah. This is old hat for me. Yeah. I've been through this.
They shove it up your nose. Yeah.
You and I did okay with it. Nicole, you hated the COVID test the first time we took it.
My gosh. It was the worst thing ever.
How is that possible? You are so cool and bad A about everything, and I'm the big crybaby, but somehow I can handle the COVID test and you can't.
I don't know, man, but because for the active COVID test, they stick that Q-tip up your nose, and there was a point, because she has to get for X amount of seconds, and she's up there, and my natural reaction to things is push. So I pushed her arm off. And then she had to go back in there for more. And
it's good. Assaulting the staff.
Yeah.
So do they still swab you?
So I get in there. And I remember the Q-tips being a lot smaller when we did it. And she pulled out a pretty big one. Mm. And I was like, oh, boy.
First lie to Sterling as I was driving here telling him everything's going to be okay. It's a small Q-tip. They pull out a sword.
Yeah. And by the way, it was filled with people getting COVID tests because we had to wait in our car and people in the medical gowns and stuff had to come get us and take us back. I mean, there's a lot of people getting these COVID tests. So they shove it up in one nose, they shove it up in the other, and they make sure they test your breathing, they check your pulse, they do all these normal doctor things. And of course, I'm having a ball, at Better Medicare. I'm looking up at like the TV, asking the doctor, who's watching TV in this room? Like, how many patients do you have that's back here long enough watching TV? Like, I was asking all questions.
Yeah, having a good time.
Sterling's embarrassed, giving me the look, like, stop. doing the whole, what you digging for, so when they shove the Q-tip up.
What did Sterling think of the swab?
So get this, he does the test, and I'm cracking up because he doesn't want to breathe on this girl. So they put the what do they call those? The stethoscope to check your breathing. And the girl's right in front of him. Now, granted, this is a doctor wearing a shielded mask, another mask, and a gown.
Right.
And he's afraid to breathe on her because what if he has COVID? And so she says, take a deep breath. And he goes,
and doesn't let out?
But he makes like this noise every time. And I cannot get past this noise. I'm like, is he moaning? What is this?
Enjoying this?
And I'm like, why is he not breathing like a normal human? And I'm looking at him giggling because we're in the same. And so I'm like, I can't wait to hear that story on why this guy's making this noise. But they do it. And it's so funny. He thought when they shoved the Q-tip up, that he thought like he kept his head very steady. I'm like, no, bro, you jerked back as soon as that Q-tip went in.
You're like a dog when you try and get a leash on a dog and the dog's head's all over the place.
Yeah, he's like, because he saw me do it. He goes, you were embarrassing with how much you jerked your head back. And I'm like, oh, well, listen, you were no walk in the park either, okay? He said he didn't want to breathe on that doctor, so he was trying to hold his breaths in. I'm like, that's the exact opposite of what they want you to do on that test.
So I don't want to alarm you, but we're getting more than one text from people that are saying, yes, there's rapid test results, but the longer results are more accurate. The tests that take 3 to 5 days.
How do they know that? It just got FDA announced like one Monday.
Well, I don't know. The rapid test has been around for a while.
Oh.
Just not at BetterMed.
Okay.
And I guess the different labs test differently. Like some labs go up and scramble your brain. Some labs have the swab that doesn't need to go up so far. Yeah. Some labs do the rapid response. But you got it quickly.
I got it quickly. And I got the bigger one up in my brain. It was a bigger Q-tip.
Oh.
But I'm negative.
It went deeper than the second time it did the first
time. The second COVID test went deeper into my skull.
Okay. But you're negative.
Yes, I'm negative.
And Sterling can't breathe properly.
No.
Okay. No, he can't.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
It is time for Quarantine Court.
Let's bring in our two, well, the defendant. Her name is, what is it, Roy?
It's Aaron and Ryan, but I don't know who's the defendant and who, I don't know the, I don't know legal terms. Are they both defendants? I don't know. All right, Aaron.
In our court, you're both defendants.
What's, I guess, prosecutor? Plaintiff.
Plaintiff, yeah.
Plaintiff.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, we're so dumb. Okay, Aaron, welcome to the Manny Boy on the Rim Morning Show. Bring it to court to the judges, Honorable Manny, Honorable Roy Brown. What do you want to be settled on the radio?
Hi, my best friend needs to pay me rent.
Needs to pay you rent?
Yeah.
Okay, why hasn't your best friend paid you rent? Do you guys live together?
Well, yes, yes, we live together.
Okay, and his name is Ryan. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, he paid some of his rent, but he owes me a little bit more. He moved in, like, right before everything went down with the pandemic, mm-hmm. and he was paying half the rent initially, but then he took a pay cut, you know, and but I was still fine, so I offered to pay a little bit extra for rent until he got back on his feet. But now he seems to be doing fine financially because he just took a trip to Alaska. So I feel like he needs to start paying half the rent again.
Oh, that is so... I mean, we've had this similar issue brought before the court. When people loan money, you then become... Or any type of giving in that manner... or maybe you're paying more bills. You then become fixated on what they're doing with their finances. And if it's not to what you want, you get upset. We've seen this many, and this is what ruins friendships. And this is why we constantly say, if you're going to give, give with the expectation of nothing in return. Now, granted, you're paying a portion of the rent, so it's not your normal sense of giving, right?
I completely understand that, and I agree with you. I don't expect him to pay back the rent that he paid me for the last few months.
You don't expect
that he has money. I want him to pay. Now his full half.
I totally get it. It's a very different circumstance, but we had a case like that before. You're saying if you can afford to go on your fancy trips, you can afford to pay some of the rent. The rent back.
Aaron, did you say he went to Alaska?
Yes.
Geez, you know that's expensive too. I wonder what he paid for that.
Maybe it's not as expensive now, but still, it's money that, you know.
Okay, how much does he owe you right now? Let me write that down.
Like, for this month, like an extra $200 probably.
Okay, so what total, what does he owe you?
Well, I don't think she's asking for the total money back.
You just want $200?
I think she wants him to pay his normal rent.
Okay.
I get that correctly? Okay.
Yes.
So if he paid an additional $200, that would bring him back up to normal rent.
Yes.
Okay, rent plus 200 is what you're saying.
Yeah.
All right, this judge understands. We're going to bring in the plaintiff or the defendant. His name is Ryan. We apologize for the non-professional manner that the MRL court brings to you, the quarantine court. But good morning, Ryan. In New York City, by the way. What are you doing there?
Hi, yeah. I'm just staying at a friend's place. the friend we went to Alaska with.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so this trip like just happened then?
Yeah. No, I just got back.
Okay. So what say you about the money that you owe Aaron? She wants $200 so that you get up to even on your rent that you owe.
I mean, she'll get the money. I guarantee that. I mean, it's just. Yeah, it might take a minute, but I mean, she'll get it.
Well, okay, hang on a second. Ryan, why is it that you need help on rent, but you can afford to go to Alaska?
I mean, look, if I have a little bit of money, I just want to spend it on travel while I can. Well, I'm not busy.
So you want
to work right now.
So you want to take advantage of Aaron?
Sorry?
So you're okay with taking advantage of Aaron and her... Her politeness and givenness so you can go travel and see the world while you're off.
I'm not taking advantage of Aaron. I'm taking advantage of, like, being out of work and traveling,
you
know.
You understand, though, that she's picking up an additional $200 of the rent. So you have the ability to do this.
Yeah, sure.
And you don't see anything wrong with that?
I mean, she knows I'm good for it. I mean, I'm good for it.
What do you mean you're good for
her?
So, no, why don't you just pay your normal rent?
I wanted to go.
You wanted to travel. So
because
you don't have the money. So you wanted to take that $200 that you don't have to pay to rent, and you want to travel around, and you want to screw your friend over.
I'm not trying to do that.
No, but it's what's happening. Maybe you wasn't in your head thought of that way, but you're like, you know what? I have a free $200.
Mm.
Let me start saving this up while I'm dealing with some employment issues.
Was the trip to Alaska worth it?
I mean, yeah, it's Alaska.
I know. Did you see bears and stuff? Whales?
Bears and glaciers and all kinds of stuff. It's incredible out there.
Okay.
That's pretty cool.
That's what I was going to say. If I were you, I would frame those pictures you took and get on the street and start selling them to try and make $200 that you owe Aaron.
You become National Geographic.
Sell them to Getty Images and you'll get money quick. Because companies like us buy them. I'm serious, though, Ryan, and I know Roy is, too. Like, Erin reached out to us, and she says she loves you no matter what. She's not going to kick you out, but she kind of wants the money, you know what I mean? So, like, we have to rule in favor that when you get back from New York, you got to give her the $200 within, like, a week. Can you do that?
I mean, yeah.
Good.
Maybe.
You can't because you could. If you could afford Alaska, you could find the way to figure this out. Hey, can we just have a PSA?
Yes.
To anyone that ever borrows money from anyone else, can you at least try to look poor while you're borrowing money? Can you at least try to hide that you're screwing people over?
The last person that came on the quarantine court, you know what they did with the money that their roommate lent them? They bought new girls. They got a breast enhancement, Ryan. Not necessary. Your trip to Alaska, pay up first, get straight with everyone, then take your trips.
Yeah, okay.
You all right? I mean, so can you pay her? When are you coming back from New York to Charlotte?
I'm not sure yet, but, you know, when I get back, I'll find a way. I'll pay her.
Aaron, don't swear.
You can't swear on the radio. This is terrestrial radio.
Wait, do we have to dismiss this case now?
I think we do.
So now we have to rule in favor of Ryan?
I mean,
the FCC rules? Okay. All right.
Good luck, you two. Don't say any more bad words. Goodbye.
All right, you pay up to her. You know that, Ryan. Holy cow. The court got crazy this morning.
He used to call me on my cell phone.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
He used to call me on my cell phone.
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello?
Paisley?
Yes? Who is this?
It's Mr. Brown. I'm with the U.S. Census Bureau. We got your paperwork. Thank you so much for mailing that back in. You know how many people don't mail it back in? Or they're like, oh, I'll do it online, but I forget. Thank you for doing that. But listen, the back page was blank, so I thought I can call you and quickly fill it in.
Okay, sure.
It's a bit of a questionnaire, just general questions. Do you know anyone whose favorite number is a negative number?
No.
And do you think that sea animals know that humans exist?
What? No.
Do you know what a microbiologist is? They study cells.
Yes, I do.
But the microbiologist is made of cells. So is it fair to say that cells study cells?
Sure, yeah, I guess.
Why do only dead people and attractive people get flowers? That's a little messed up.
Wow. I don't think that's true. I feel like more people get flowers than that. I'm sorry, who is this? Is this a joke? This is a joke, right?
This is Mr. Brown. Do you know any superheroes? And I'm not talking about firefighters and cops. I'm talking about the capes and the spiders.
Yeah, my mom. Yeah, I'm pretty sure she's a legit one. Yeah.
Do you think that reindeers know how famous they are?
You know, I think they do, but they're just humble about it.
Well, Paisley, I want to say thank you so much for standing on the phone because your friend Ashley wanted us to call you and do a prank phone call.
Of course it was Ashley. Okay, yeah. That makes sense.
Yep, my name is Roy Brown from the Media Roy on the Red Morning Show. This is called The Senseless Survey.
Okay. Well, thanks for the laugh.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
The Bridezilla Chronicles on all the hits, Kiss 95.1 with the Manny Roy and Loren Morning Show. We haven't opened these in a while because Loren usually likes to go through these. And by the way, Ren will be back with us on Monday on a full-time basis again.
Well, are these the old wedding stories or are these just like quarantine weddings?
So,
what are these?
Yeah, these must be, because people are having weddings, you're right.
Yeah.
These must be old stories.
Okay.
But this Bridezilla says that she had to make a tough choice when it came to her wedding guest list, but she stirred up controversy when she posted this on Reddit. A 25-year-old explained that the bride, who is about to get married, is like her sister, and she's even the honorary auntie to the two young kids that she had without being married. And because she was doing a small wedding, she wasn't mad at the fact that she, even though was the best friend, she wasn't asked to be in the wedding party. That was for family.
Okay.
Her two sisters and a cousin. But the bride pulled her aside recently at her shower and said that her Catholic in-laws are paying for most of the wedding and they don't want anyone who's not baptized or is unmarried with kids or couples who are living together without being married to come to the church.
Oh, wow.
How about that for strict rules?
But shouldn't the church be accepting everybody and loving everybody and...
Listen, that's the way that most people on the Reddit thread, and like that's the thing that I'm thinking. The first thing that came to my head is like I've been to plenty of Catholic weddings,
right?
And I know my Jewish friends have enjoyed being at the Catholic ceremony.
If anything, it's an opportunity for you to be like, hey, there's a there's a pull out back. If you if you want to go back, we'll get you baptized.
I mean, I know priests who are like, weddings are the biggest money maker.
Yeah.
I'm passing that thing around, and I don't care what religion you are. You put money in that in the gift basket.
Yeah.
But the woman goes on to say that several people got uninvited to the wedding because this is a requirement, and the bride offered to let her still come to the reception, but she refused. The best friend said no. She respects herself and her kids too much to compromise. She says that her and her partner have been together for 10 years and are raising two healthy kids, and they have no need to get married. They don't want to. They're enjoying their kind of Oprah Steadman thing.
Yeah.
By the way, the post got over 1,200 comments, and pretty much everyone agreed that skipping the event was the right call, and that if the priest knew that the in-laws made this, like drew the line in the sand, that the priest would say, let's not do that. Let's invite everybody into the church.
Well, that's what, you know, when it comes to my wedding, Sterling and I have made the decision that from our parents, if you want to help, you can make a cash donation, but we don't want people funding our wedding. We're going to fund it ourselves.
This way nobody has anything to say.
That way no one can put input on what they want or what they think. It's just going to be whatever we want, what we want to do.
Yeah. Yep. So anyway, that's the Bridezilla Chronicles coming up at 7:50. I know it's not Confession Wednesday. We haven't done Confession Wednesday in a while, but I realized something about myself and masks.
This ought to be good. Did you get upset at Costco, bud?
I'm not going to go viral, but I want to see if anyone else agrees with me at 7:50.
All right.
This is Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
So I have a confession. I know it's not Confession Wednesday, but my name is Manny. I'm a father of two children, happily married.
What'd you do?
It's about masks.
Okay.
My confession. I haven't told anybody this, so I figured I'll just blurt it out to you guys. Does that feel comfortable with everyone?
You shouldn't, but okay.
And maybe I'm not alone. But I probably am. I've realized over the weekend, Nicole, I find a mask on a woman somewhat sexy and dare I say like erotic?
How?
I don't know.
How?
Now you want the psychological insights into me. And
you knew that follow-up was coming. How? How?
I don't know. I find it...
Do you look at him and you go, I just want to...
No.
Take that mask off of you.
No. It's more of like... it's more of like the mystery of the woman.
What? What, you don't know if they're going to be busted or gorgeous?
No, because we've talked about that before, where we said everyone's a 7 until you take the mask off. Then it's whether you're a 4 or a 10. No, this is more of like... That's what it's not even sexy, y'all. It's like erotic.
What
I hate that word.
Wrong with you?
Shut up, Roy.
Relating to or tending to arouse desire or excitement. That is the definition of the word that you just used to describe that.
Erotic?
Yes.
Tell me again.
Relating to or tending to arouse desire or excitement.
I realized that this weekend. I was at CVS surrounded by all these women in masks, and I was like, there's something going on. Like,
really?
I don't know why. You know what it is, too? It's like maybe the guy who finds a girl or a woman in lingerie sexy. Do you know what I mean? Like I know a lot of people out there want their men and their women to be just...
What?
It's just, it leaves a little something to be desired. You know what I mean? Like a little, like there's a little mystery maybe.
Did you see a lacy mask and you're like, oh.
No, they weren't even sexy masks. Like even one was in a surgical mask.
That's
and I was
so bizarre.
I was like, it's kind of hot. And I don't know why.
Hey, buddy. It's been a while, hasn't it?
Am I the only one?
It's been a while for you. It's okay.
No, it's not. Amanda and I are on fire right now, if you need to know. We're pumping on all cylinders.
So what would you do if, like, Amanda came in the room with nothing on but a mask?
Woo-wee! You get the lasso, sweetie. We're about to have some fun.
A lot of people are saying that I'm focused on their eyes, and maybe I am.
Probably, because usually when you first look at someone, you probably... notice either like their smile or you look at other tendencies to them, but with a mask, the only thing you can look at without being creepy is their eyes.
Manny's at dinner and he looks at his wife Amanda saying, "When I get home, I'm gonna take that N95 right off your face."
You know how guys like in romantic movies and stuff and like Hallmark movies, they put a dress, like Christian Grey did that. He put a dress and like a whole outfit on the bed, and then she came home and she knew to wear it because there was a note. Like, I'm just going to leave a box and a mask on the bed, and I'll be like, Amanda, just wear this.
I got some, listen, you might want to be careful going to the doctor's office because they all wear masks there.
I can't. I might not be able to go out anymore. Yeah. 828 said, you know the drunk person who always overshares? That's Manny this morning. I love sharing with you guys because you know what, 828? There's someone out there right now, and I know we're not going to hear from them, but someone out there right now is going, I get it, Manny.
They are hot.
I don't know why, but there is something to it. And maybe ladies have the same... Let me ask my gay friend Roy. Do you find a man with a mask on equally as attractive as I do when I find a woman with a mask on?
No. No, I want to see more. I want to see everything.
Okay. See, I don't know. I'm also like a lingerie type
typically,
guy.
Typically, the less...
Let me be straight. I like to see her in the lingerie.
Typically, you don't like to wear them? Okay.
No, it doesn't fit me well.
The less clothes, the better is my philosophy.
See?
I've been going by the YMCA. Do you know they've been working out outside? let me put that in context for you.
I thought you were going to the YMCA to work out.
No. I drive by. They are working out outside with no shirts on. I'm like, this is the best round I've ever driven home in my life.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
Are we going back?
Yeah, buddy, you still got to face the audience after your embarrassing revelation.
My revelation that for some reason I realized on Saturday when I was at the CVS surrounded by all sorts of women that I found myself like feeling some type of way about a woman in a mask. And now people are sending me links and telling me that I can join different groups. Like, I don't think it's that big of a deal. I just like I think it's just the mystery of it.
Okay.
It's hard to explain, but thank you everyone for the support. I'm now part of a support group.
Yeah, I think if anything, you woke some people up. There's some people on your side on this one.
Yeah, 956 had never thought about it before, Manny, but 100% agree about a woman in a mask. It's like a little mystery. So, All right, there you have it. There's my confession for the week. I'm done.
Could be a disappointing finding, though, when you take the mask off.
But it's not even about that.
Because my mask hides my double chin. That's wonderful.
You love your mask.
I love it. I'm going to wear it forever.
You wear like the old-style cowboy mask.
I love it.
It goes up, covers your whole head. I don't know. I never thought about it before. That's all. It just came to my head on Saturday. So I got to tell Roy on Monday.
So this was kind of going viral over the weekend. It's pretty funny. I saw it on Twitter. It's your campaign slogan is your last name plus the last text you sent. And a lot of them online were really funny. And so you could play with us.
704-570-9595. This is going to be awesome. I mean, my God. You know what mine is? Mainly, I find masks hot. I sent it to my wife.
Vote for me.
Legit. Amanda sent me a screenshot of a friend of hers that texted her and goes, "Oh my God, your husband right now, LOL." And she goes, "What's this about?" And I responded, "I just said masks are hot." So my slogan is vote for Maney. I find masks hot.
Okay. 704-570-9595. Oh, we in the church?
No, we're going out of the church. We're going into the political realm.
Okay, thank you.
There we go.
704-570-9595. Text. You could join in as well. Mine would be Roy Brown. It ain't gonna work. I was texting my sister about a pressure washer.
That's so funny.
It ain't gonna work.
Producer Nicole, what do you got? Your last name and your last text is your 2020 campaign slogan.
Weaver, leftovers are so damn good.
I could get behind that campaign.
All right. We got lots of calls and lots of text messages. Get to us, you guys.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Talking about your campaign slogan going viral on Twitter over the weekend. It's your last name and whatever your last text is. So mine would be Brown, it ain't gonna work.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Oddly.
Don't vote for me.
Mine was, I have a thing for women in masks. I just said that. My wife sent me a screenshot of a friend sending her a text and wanted to know what I was talking about. So that was my last text. I responded to her.
All right. This is Chastity in Statesville. Welcome to the Maney Roy and the Rim Morning Show. So what's your last name and the last text you sent?
It's actually a street. And my last text was, you know, I won't tell.
I like that.
All right, we got Kim. Kim in Huntersville. What's your last name and what's the text?
It's Jonas, 20% off CBD.
Did you say CBD?
CBD.
Yeah, you might actually get some people behind your campaign.
Oh, that's funny. These are great. Good. Thank you, Kim. Lots of texts coming in, Roy. Your 2020 slogan is your last name and your last text. Helms, sorry I didn't put the toilet seat up. How about vote for Christy Britton, damn it?
Okay.
Let's see. Bates, I want to meet your man. Read this one, Roy, from 704.
It says, Murray, I mean, I'm a mega douchebag.
704 texts in and says, my 2020 campaign slogan would be, Rodriguez, I just measured my muffin top. 910 says, Edwards, yeah, I know, it's scary.
Oh, man, that's so perfect.
Ryan, vote for Ryan. You get whatever you want.
Hey, there you go. That probably works.
910 is just a straight bag. Vote for candidate Bruton. They need two more years.
They need two more years.
Yeah, to finish what they started, right, they need two more years.
Coming up next with the Maney, Roy, and Lorenz Show.
I mean, how great would that be if President Trump was like, I need four more years because I'm not done doing everything I promised 4 years ago.
Well, I mean, that's...
You can't fault the candidate for that.
Run for it.
All right, hey, we need to talk about an issue that a listener of the Maney, Roy, and Lorenz Show brought up. They sent us a DM on Insta, and they say there's a major problem. And after we did some digging, they are right. We'll explain at 8:20.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Here at the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show, we are doing a lot for our frontline heroes. We delivered 200 individually packaged cupcakes to CMC Maine on Friday with our friends at BW Sweets Bakery.
Love those guys.
200 cupcakes were delivered, and I talked to the person who took the shipment for us, and I said, you know, it's crazy because we saw you in, like, April, and I thought by now things would calm down and we wouldn't be...
We'd be over this
thing. We'd be delivering food. Now, she did bring up a really good point. Hospitals are packed right now. But don't forget, back in March and April, they stopped doing elective surgeries. Only surgeries that were absolutely necessary or COVID-related stuff was in the hospital.
Oh, so now they're doing everything.
She reminded us that, yes, the hospitals are still busy, which means doctors and nurses are busier than ever. But don't forget, it's also because there's still a lot of elective surgeries going on.
Well, if they're too busy, if you're worried about manpower, stop the elective surgeries again.
No, I don't think we're there yet, is what I'm saying.
Oh, well, that's not what the media makes think.
I know, because hospitals are at capacity. I mean, beds are full.
I mean, they're running with that headline. Because when I look at the news, I think, well, here we go. Going to go back to shutdown. The Koops is going to be, you know, hammering it down, which we should. If it gets too bad, I don't, you know.
Right.
But then if they're still doing elective surgery, stop all that.
So, anyway, that's what I found out. But hey,
by the way, we're sitting here trying to talk about how great our frontline heroes is. I'm trying to do like hospital policy. If I was there delivering the cupcakes, I'd be critiquing the administration's decision. I'd be like, so who's running this dang hospital? What's wrong with y'all?
The reason why I even brought that up is to show you that doctors are busier than ever, and so are the nurses and all the officials inside. It's not that like I needed you to restructure the hospital.
Who's running Levine? I have a cupcake for him and an idea.
But we're also doing frontline hero signs, and we have signs that say a frontline hero lives here thanks to our good friends and partners at Window Nation. And we get every time we post a picture of us with a sign and a family of frontline heroes happy, you know, we went out to Lincoln, Tinroy, we went to Gastonia, Mount Holly, and we posted pictures. People were like, hey, how do we sign up? And
it's so frustrating.
We respond like we've been doing this forever.
Yeah.
We've asked people in May and for the entire month of June to nominate someone.
Literally all last month, y'all, we were on the radio trying to get people to nominate each other. And it within, what, a week maybe, we got all the signs claimed for. And then it sucks because now we see people who want the signs. Like last night I saw on our Instagram there was a husband and husband situation where they both are frontline heroes and they do need one of these signs, but their signs already been claimed for.
And the problem is that they're just not seeing this on our socials. Yeah. That's the bigger issue. So a listener, an MRL fam audience member, brought up a story and said they took a picture like, I'm just now seeing this. Well, we posted it like weeks ago.
Yeah.
So Instagram has changed the algorithms again. And I know it's true because a guy I used to work with, Roy, is in Orange Beach, Alabama, and he's on family vacation. And I thought the hotel he stayed at was the same one I stayed at. So I clicked on the picture. Now, since Saturday, all I'm seeing is him on my stories. I know everything they've done. I know where they ate. I know where they played putt-putt. I know where they went to the beach. It's because you click on it. It's like all of a sudden I'm a psycho ex-girlfriend and now I'm like all over you.
Well, that's probably what, you know, Instagram finds that the majority of their users want.
That is true. So here's what we're saying. If you are listening to us and you follow us at the MRL show on our Insta, then you've got to like a picture or you've got to go like something so that you'll see our stuff on your timeline. I hate to say that, but we've got close to 16,000 followers and I guarantee you 12,000 don't even know what we're doing.
Probably. You can find us on social media, Instagram, at the MRL show, Facebook, Twitter. It's all there. But, yeah, follow us.
Yeah. And like us so that you can see what's going on.
Comment.
Yeah. We put video up. Mm-hmm. Nicole works hard, puts funny clips up of the show. We put funny pictures up. Go check it out now. Yes.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
I love this, Roy. You're newly engaged. Eventually going to have a nice wedding with your partner, Sterling. Mm-hmm. And someone sent an email, and our boss forwarded it to us. They said, I'm just wondering what kind of advice the MRL show has for us. We are going to get married in a small wedding this summer and then do a bigger wedding hopefully next year. But what kind of wedding advice do you have? What kind of marriage advice can you give?
Well, it's probably better suited for you to give this.
Well, I like what you're going to say.
What?
I don't know. I want to hear what you
haven't gotten there yet. I haven't gone there yet. Here's the thing that I have been...
From the outside looking in.
Right now, it's just nuts to get married. You know, we are thinking it's at least, at minimum, because of COVID, 2 years before we can even get married. Because a lot of the marriages that were supposed to happen this year got pushed to next year. Plus, you got all the ones that were supposed to happen next year's happening next year.
Well, a lot of people are doing what this couple's doing, though, which is making it official this year, but actually having the reception and the party next year.
Yeah, I know someone else is doing that. They're having a Zoom official wedding this year and then a ceremony and a reception TBD down the road. Which I always wonder, the people that who are doing that, is there other reasons? Like, are they pregnant and they want to quickly get married now?
Maybe.
You know?
Maybe they...
Why don't want to wait?
Because they want to get on their insurance.
I hear you there. God, I've been trying to get married to Sterling for how many years just for that one reason?
Get on that insurance. Listen, there's two pieces of advice I'll give you, and then I want to hear from you guys, too, at 704-570-9595. The real piece of advice would be communication is key. When you get married, you've got to communicate with your partner.
And you don't do that at all.
I'm almost 10 years in, and I still go to therapy with my wife for this.
Because you will make plans without telling her what you're doing.
Well, not only that, it's just beyond, and what gets me in trouble is because of the advice my dad gave me right before I got married, which is never ask for permission. If you ask your wife for permission for anything, you're screwed. You can't do anything.
It's not asking for permission. It's just keeping people in the loop with what's going on, right?
Yes and no. It's a little more complicated than that because I need to say to Amanda, like, hey, are you cool if I go play tennis tonight? My dad wants it to be like, I'm going to play tennis tonight. I'll be back at 10.
So maybe the happy medium, because you probably don't need to ask permission. But you also have kids, so maybe there's other responsibilities. So maybe it's, look at me, by the way, trying to be your therapist. So maybe it's like, hey, I'm wanting to go play tennis. Is there anything going on?
Right. Yeah. Right, but that's still a question. You still asked a question.
Okay, you know what? Then just ask for permission. Just ask for permission and move on.
Yeah, I don't know. My old school father says, don't ever ask for permission because then you're screwing yourself. You know, of course, he's 81.
I am a little independent. I don't know if I could be asking for permission all the time.
Let's do this, though. We got a lot of text messages coming. We'll also want to take your phone calls. What advice do you have for this couple that is about to get married and make it official?
704-570-9595.
Is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
She says she needs marriage advice, Roy. She's getting married. And she sent an email and said she'd love to hear from the MRL show what kind of advice you have.
Okay.
Now, you're not married yet. Neither is producer Nicole. I told you my advice to her was communication is key. You got to over-communicate. And then I gave you the advice that my dad gave me on my wedding day almost 10 years ago, an 81-year-old man who said, don't ever ask your wife for permission. If you do, you'll never be allowed to do anything.
All right, let's talk with Alyssa and Charlotte. Welcome to the Manny Roy on the Rim Morning Show.
Hey, guys. I don't agree with Manny's dad at all.
I don't think anybody does, which is why I put it out there.
No, and I also agree with you, and it's in the same breath that, like, just never, I've only been married a year or two, so take this with a grain of salt. Never think that you guys are going to be on the same page. If you assume you're going to be on the same page, you're not. And so, like, I think if everyone just treated it that way, everyone would always be working towards the same thing.
That's good advice.
You'd communicate everything. And then also, I was engaged for 2 years. And I think I heard every cliche, like, advice under the moon, and none of it is going to apply to you. Like, you have your own rules, for sure.
Yeah, you got to kind of navigate your own waters, but there are certain parameters that, like, almost every couple, regardless of the issue, even regardless of the sexual orientation, you can all live by.
Exactly. Yeah. Like they're gonna say like, don't go to bed angry, and you're gonna be like, well, I'm gonna need to go to bed angry, or like, yeah. you're gonna figure out your own.
I'm so angry, I'm exhausted. I have to sleep to get happy.
Yeah. But Alyssa, we got a ton of text messages. Probably over 10 text messages from people who sent that advice. They said, here's the number one piece of advice: don't go to bed angry.
And I think that's so ridiculous, because that just might not be you, and that might not be you and your partner.
That's true. All right. Hey, thanks for listening. Have a great day, okay?
You too, guys.
All right.
You know, one thing I realized that I do with Sterling is if something that we both needed to be aware of, I would tell him once, and I would just assume he's got it.
Yeah.
Because, like, in my head, I'm like, oh, I wrote it down. I'm good. And I told him maybe he's good. And so, but now I'm starting to do reminders. Like, I'm like, hey, so the exterminator is coming today.
I'm Sterling. You're Amanda. I have to hear it a couple times.
Yeah. Meanwhile, I say it once, and to me, I get it.
Yeah, because it's number one on your mind. It's like in front of your brain. For us, it's not.
Let's talk with Renee and Cornelius. Welcome to the Mania Roy and the Ram Morning Show.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Hey, Renee, what kind of advice do you have for this couple that's about to get married?
I suggest they find out what their love language is for each of them.
Gosh, I hear a lot of this stuff about the love language.
Yeah, because their love language might be acts of service. So the husband's like doing the dishes or vacuuming, yet the wife's love language is quality time, and maybe he's working too much but doing the housework. That's not going to make her feel like he is really caring about her feelings.
Can I tell you, Renee, my issue with the love language? I looked into it, and I like them all. I want all of them.
Well, yeah, we've talked about love language
a lot. You're right. I mean, they're all important. I would say pick the top two that are the most important to you and let the other one know that.
Okay.
Because it's really hard, because there's words of affirmation and then there's quality time. And those are my two.
Yeah.
So both of those are really important. So I think if they understand each other and what makes the other one feel loved, that it will help a lot.
All right. Thank you, Renee. And I've done research on my love language. I can't remember mine, and I can't even tell you Amanda's. I'm bad at that.
I know that Sterling doesn't like gifts. Me giving him gifts makes him freaked out, because then he feels like he has to give me a gift, and he then puts all this pressure on him getting the gift.
Yeah.
And I told him that me giving you a gift is more about me. I enjoy giving gifts.
Right. Like Jay on Modern Family would always shower his wife with gifts.
I love giving gifts. And I love it when they're really cool gifts.
We got a couple text messages coming through. One of them says, something about being adult in the bedroom.
Yeah, we are getting some bad advice. I think it is funny for us to share too.
Okay, we'll do that coming up just after 9. It's Mani, Roy, and Loren. Loren back full time next Monday from maternity leave. It's Kiss 95.1.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mani, Roy, and Loren at Kiss 95.1.
So, worst advice on your wedding day. We got a lot of good ones. Thank you so much for texting the studio. But some of them are just awful. And you can share some worst wedding advice with us as well. One of them here says, from my aunt said, cast iron pans are best for beating your husband.
That's what she said on her wedding day?
Yeah, that's advice from my aunt.
Hey, honey.
That's for Brittany.
As you get married, just know that this cast iron pan will do wonders on the back of his head.
Let's see here. My mother-in-law told me if I keep acting smart, it wouldn't last long. And the secret to her 25 years of marriage is always acting dumb around her husband. She was a successful lawyer with a PhD. I don't know if that's good. That is bad advice.
Yeah.
By the way, this is worst advice.
Okay.
This is not good advice.
Okay.
This is supposed to be worst advice. Let's look through the text messages here. This says that... marriage is like a game of cards. You start with two hearts and a diamond in hand, but at the end, you're begging for a club and a spade. Grandma says, make love like it's the last time every time.
Hey, Grandma.
Go, Grandma.
Some text messages that came through also, Roy, fight fairly, no name calling, no gaslighting.
Hey, now that's good advice.
Yeah.
That's good advice.
Don't stop dating each other. I like that.
I think that's very important. I do push that quite a bit with my fiance. We need to go on dates.
Now, this I don't know if I believe in. I don't know if it's that big of a deal. Keep your personal life private, especially on social media. You have a whole theory about how people that post on social media as a couple, right? Or is this Lorraine's theory?
Well, it's my theory.
Yeah. What's the theory?
I think people that post way too much about their partner has major issues with their relationship.
So if someone posts and says, like, got to give a shout out to my husband or my wife. Thanks for keeping me, you know, honest and happy for the last 10 years.
If that came out of nowhere, yeah, I'd question what the heck's going on in that relationship. If it's his birthday or if there's a reason for it, Father's Day, that's fine. But the random putting your partner on a pedestal, I don't buy into. I don't do it with my fiance.
Because you think it means that there's trouble in paradise.
I don't think it means that. I know it means that, to be clear. That's not normal human interaction. If you're doing that, that is not normal.
All right, everybody go around and find that today on social media. Make sure you like the post. It's Kiss 95.1.
This is Manny, Roy, and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
I feel like it was a really busy weekend. We left on Friday, and Naya Rivera hadn't been found, and she's still not found. And they say that lake that she drowned in, most likely, is filled with debris. And it's real murky, which makes it difficult for rescuers and searchers to try and find the star of Glee. Naya Rivera and her four-year-old son, of course, made it back to the boat. And he said that she just didn't come up. So they're wondering, maybe she got caught on something.
A cramp, maybe.
Possibly a cramp. Other people are speculating, you know, maybe she didn't mean to come back to the boat.
I don't know if I buy that.
Yeah, I don't know either. I don't know enough about her, though.
Yeah.
And then Elvis's grandson passes away over the weekend.
Elvis Presley.
Mm-hmm. Right. Elvis Presley's grandson. He passed away. And then I wake up and I found out that Kelly Preston passed away. Now, Kelly Preston is John Travolta's wife. And she's an actress that has been in, you know, different movies. I think she was in Jerry Maguire. She was in Twins with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito back in the day. But I didn't even know she was sick. And Travolta says after a 2-year battle of breast cancer, Kelly's moved on. And, you know, that's sad, man.
Yeah, I know.
And it's like every death you see, you go to the cause to see if it was COVID-19 related or not. That's what I'm doing lately.
I 100% do that. We just had a very prominent LGBTQ member here in Charlotte pass away, and he's young. I think he was only like maybe 50. And you immediately, you're like, what happened?
Yeah.
You know.
Yep. So that's what's happening there. Also, it was just announced. They said they were going to make the announcement on Monday morning, Roy, and this is important to football fans. The Washington Redskins are going to retire their nickname and their logo. Owner Dan Snyder and coach Ron Rivera, who might, does that sound familiar to you, Roy?
Yeah, wasn't he that guy in Charlotte?
Yeah. Was he the guy who wore the headset on the sidelines in Charlotte? Yeah, he did. Ron Rivera, they're working on a new name and a new logo design. They did not announce what that was going to be. However, Ron Rivera says that they're working closely to develop a new name and design approach that will enhance the standing of our proud tradition, rich franchise, and inspire our sponsors, fans, and communities for the next 100 years.
Don't you love it when you know you're just going to upset a lot of people?
Yeah.
It's like when you put your shoes, it's like when you know you're just going to get into an argument with your boss. Or you know, if you're going to say this to me, I'm going to say this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just know you're getting in for a fight. And Ron Rivera, not only is he bringing in his own people and changing things, he's like, you know what? I'm going to blow up the whole franchise. And I get it, by the way. It's offensive. I understand that people don't like it or whatever. Although I brought up a point to you, Manny, about the other teams. Like, what are the Indians? And
so the Cleveland Indians supposedly are working behind the scenes also. Now, what I do know is that Florida State, they have a mascot called the Seminoles.
Uh-huh.
But the Florida State Seminole Tribe is behind it, and they're okay with it because it shows them as warriors, and it's in a positive light.
Sure.
Red skin is exact. I mean, there it's.
Yeah.
You're making color, making fun of the color of the skin, or you're bringing the color of a person's skin to the forefront.
Sure.
You know, so, and a lot of people just call them the Skins anyway. Who are we playing this weekend? The Skins.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, it's interesting. It's definitely interesting, and I find it really interesting that Coach Rivera's behind it, too. He says because he's a military guy, he wants to maybe enlist some sort of a military nickname. You know, okay. And it's in Washington, D.C., too, so.
I've been also looking at Cam Newton, and I'm jealous. Like, we should not have given him away. He looks like he's so ready. The way he's posting online, you know he's just trying to mess with all of our hearts.
Nicole, we shouldn't have given him away.
We shouldn't have given... Well, they
we
fired
didn't give him.
Him
away.
They
he
fired
left.
Him.
And we let him go, yeah.
I know, but maybe our coach shouldn't have done that. Maybe our owner shouldn't have done that.
Duh.
Well, a lot of people say, hey, we haven't seen him throw his first pass in the NFL in over a year and a half yet.
That's fine.
I've been watching him... work out, and it's been wonderful.
Yeah, that doesn't mean he can throw the ball, though. But what difference does that make to you?
Yeah.
You don't care.
Well, he's just a cool guy.
Yeah. And he was always nice to us. Yeah.